T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, Red Sox played a rained-out doubleheader yesterday. That meant Alex Cora could not join the show, so he joins us here today. And Alex Cora brought to you by Arbella Insurance and by Zenni, the official eyewear of the Boston Red Sox, Major League style at minor league prices. Visit Zenni.com, and he joins us here on the Harbor One Hotline. Alex, Mutt, and Lou, what's going on?
Not much, man. Just hanging out.
Not much.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I mean, not much.
We got 25 and a half hours. We're not counting or anything like that until the trade deadline. You want to make any announcements here, Alex, to start the conversation? Any trades looming for your team?
No. I'm not. I was the GM of the team back home in Puerto Rico. I can tell you about winter ball and all that stuff. Yeah, trades and signings. No. We're just waiting to see what happens tonight and get ready to hop on the plane and go to Tampa. It's going to be a big series this weekend.
We know that you're on Twitter and you're obviously up on everything in baseball because you love the sport. You've seen, you're the teams in the American League get better here, from the Yankees to the Blue Jays to the Rays. How much are you following what other teams are doing here before tomorrow's deadline?
Of course, you follow and you know what's going on. There's certain teams that they're actually getting better for this year. Others are getting better for the future. And, all depends how you see it. The one thing for sure, we know where we're at in the standings. We know what we're shooting for. And, we'll see what happens in the upcoming hours or in 24 hours. But we feel comfortable where we're at. Obviously, health is going to play a big factor to our equation. We're going to get Marwin. We're going to get Christian. We're going to get Danny. We're going to get Chris, and we're going to get Brazier. So, those are 5 good players that are going to be added to the equation before the season ends. So that's going to help us out.
Alex, this week on the clubhouse, actually, probably today and tomorrow, all week long, I'm sure how it is. Like, with those guys wondering, all right, if we bring somebody in to help this team, somebody could be going, right? So do you have to talk to any of these guys or any conversations this week trying to keep guys focused, not thinking about trades and, their jobs, things like that?
No, the only conversations is that we have to win tonight, and obviously, everybody's excited. They read, they wonder, they ask, but at the end of the day, this is part of being a big leaguer, and it's going to happen all throughout your career. And some guys in there, they're excited because if we pull the trigger and we bring somebody here that is going to help us win a World Series, they're excited. But other guys are looking over the shoulder, and that's the nature of this. We just try to, keep the message plain and simple. Let's get ready for the Jays. Today we have a different lineup. So just go out there and do your job. Control what you can control.
Alex, when I asked you about Tanner Houck, you're talking about matchups. And obviously coming out of the All-Star break, Yankees, Blue Jays, right-handed dominant, it is a great matchup. So when people talk about, that third pitch, is his third pitch really just, two different fastballs? Because it looks like he uses both of them and can effectively.
The ability to elevate with the four-seamer is very important. And you can see the at-bats, from your first at-bat to the second one. It's hard. Yesterday he attacked those guys down in the zone early and was able to expand away with the slider, and then he was able to elevate. And, your fastballs, they're different pitches, Sinkers down and in, four-seamers up and away, and it's hard to cover both. And he's been doing a good job. And this kid is impressive. The way he goes about his business, the presence on the mound, it gets your attention, and he's going to keep helping us win ballgames.
I know a lot can change in the next 24 hours, but what moving forward? Have you guys even had those discussions about what is he? I mean, is he's been impressive in this rotation? Does he stay in this rotation, or is he kind of an extended, Garrett Whitlock role kind of in that pen?
I mean, we just got to be patient. Like I've been saying for the whole month, we got to wait, you know, for Chris to, for his next start and see how he feels, and then, you know, most likely he'll have another one. And then from there, we have to make decisions. As of now, I think the off day on when is it? On Monday is going to help us. It's going to help us to reset a few things. And we'll keep, you know, doing our homework. This is not only Bushy, Walk, Tech, and me making decisions as far as, like, who's going to pitch against who, and do we skip somebody, or we pitch Martin on a regular rest to give Nate another day. You know, there's a lot of people involved in this, starting from the medical staff all the way to our information department. And I think coming out of the break, there were a lot of question marks, right? How are we going to react to this tough schedule? And I think pitching-wise, we've done an amazing job, and we are where we are.
We're talking to Red Sox manager Alex Cora here on OMF. Sunday, you guys are getting credited for your team's best win of the year. You've now had 33 come-from-behind wins, Alex. Some, you're down 1-0 in the first inning. Others, you're down big late. You've won 33 of these 60-something games. Come from behind. I'm curious, where does that come from? Can a team develop that identity where they feel like they're never out of a game? Because half your wins have come in that variety this year.
I do believe that fourth game of the season kind of like set the tempo for everything, right? We had a horrible weekend against the Orioles, and all of a sudden we got the defending American League champions here. And we played that Monday kind of like with, the way everybody was talking, right? It was the season right there.
Yeah.
And we play well. We bounce back that weekend, that week. So that's kind of like a come-from-behind win, right? We sweep the Rays. Then we went to Baltimore, we did our thing, and we went to Minnesota, and we kept playing well. And guys start believing. It's one of those, it's always hard to judge or to, like, study all this stuff. You know, is it chemistry first, or the winning brings the chemistry? But whatever it is, you know, these guys, they don't give up. They grind. We got a bunch of guys that are getting the first opportunity to play every day, and they're doing an amazing job. Renfro, Hernandez. You know, even Bobby, you know, he's been playing a lot, and although, you know, he's been grinding through it, but it's his first big league experience, and they're taking advantage of it. And so far, it's a very likable team, I think, you know, and the fact that we were able to bounce back from Saturday, because Saturday was that was tough, you know, 0-2 yeah. Count, two outs, 3-0 lead, and also in like 10 pitches or 7 pitches, we give up 4, and then to be able to you know, we didn't do much offensively against Herman, and then that happened on the eighth inning. It was like, wow, okay, this team, we get it. You know, these guys get it. You know, they just grind, and they don't get caught up in the whole thing. You win or lose, you know, you stick to the process, and so far it's been working.
You mentioned you give a lot of guys credit there. Is there one guy, Alex, you feel like has stood out and been that guy leading your team to ignore the noise? You know, is that you as the manager?
No. I think as a group, they understand who they are. And one thing that it caught my attention in spring training and early in the season, people were saying that we didn't have experience, and when you look our lineup, you know, the center fielder, second baseman, leadoff guy, he's been in the World Series 3 years in a row. Hunter was in the World Series last year. Obviously, the guys that's still here from 18, they got a ring to show for, and they understand. And I think the new guys have understand our town, this city, you know, how it works, and they've been able to cancel the noise throughout the season. You know, they learn how it works here. You know, this is not, you know, a big city that people don't care about the team. They do care about us. You know, we're relevant. You know, people care about us, and they understand that. And I think they have adjusted, and they've done an amazing job.
So, Alex, Devers last night hit that double, and it looked like he grabbed the back of his leg. You know, I know after the game you said quad, but just updates on him, it's definitely the quad, though, right?
Yeah, it's a quad. He's doing okay, actually. I haven't seen him today. I text with him this morning. He says he feels better. So the plan was for give him an off day anyways. You know, I told him yesterday, I said, man, you just got to ask for if you don't want to play, just let me know. You know, like, hey, we get it. So he'll get today off, and hopefully he'll be ready for tomorrow.
And as you mentioned, the trade talk is pretty hot right now around baseball. And one guy who talked about it on your team yesterday, Alex, was Matt Barnes, who talked to our buddy Rob Bradford and said, you know, if they went out and got Craig Kimbrell or a closer, he'd be okay going back to the eighth inning and setting up for somebody because he wants to make the team better. Does that surprise you, knowing what you know about Matt Barnes?
I honestly read the quote this morning. I mean, these guys, they understand what it takes to win. And they understand that, you know, there's certain players out there that they're game changers, right? And they're willing to sacrifice their jobs or whatever, you know, their roles in teams, you know, to help their organizations to win. And it's good that Matt was he went public with it, you know. I still thinking when we had that conversation, you know, like I don't recall when he told me that, you know, what he said, but it's good that he said it, you know. And as you guys know, at this point of the season, it's all in for the team, you know. Whatever you do in August and September, your numbers will be there because you're going to be in a winning team and you're going to be in a winning environment, and you're going to do everything possible to win ball games. It's not that you haven't done it so far, but your season is your season. Now is like I said, you know, just show up every day, whoever is playing, do everything possible to win that day, and then the next day we'll do the same thing.
So, Alex, sale goes Saturday in Worcester. Marshfield Karupkin appreciates it. Thank you very much. It was an awesome pitch. but so, obviously, the most important thing is Sunday morning. We all know that, right? You said that many, many times. But if I was to say what the second most important thing is, so is it reaching that pitch count? Because I know 3 2/3 twice, it's the same up and downs. Is it trying to get more up and downs, meaning get into the fifth, get into the sixth? What is this, other than feeling good, what are you looking for? Location, what is it?
No, it's kind of sprint training. I think it's the workload, right? And I'm glad that he, you know, he's facing good competition, which is great. But, you know, the goal is for him when he starts here, you know, go 5 and 85 pitches. That'll be great, you know. And we'll work towards that. If we have to make an adjustment, we'll make an adjustment. Obviously, personnel-wise, you know, we do believe we got some guys now that are giving us multiple innings that they're growing and, you know, they're getting better. You know, what Rios did 2 days ago, that was eye-opening. What they call him now, Captain Phillips, you know, like the movie.
Yeah,
Valdi has been amazing, you know, and obviously we got Witt. So we got weapons now. We got guys that can give us quality innings, multiple innings. So we'll see how it goes, but we're very excited where he's at. You know, he's in a great place mentally, physically, and we just got to be patient. You know, whenever he's ready, he's ready. But I do believe we're getting to that stage that I can say we're getting closer.
You guys, the record since the fans have been back in Fenway at a full capacity is something like 70%. You guys are close to 70% win percentage. It's been a major home field advantage again. That being said, were you surprised that you had a Yankee announcer, Michael Kay, who was critical of the Red Sox fans, Alex, and made a suggestion that there were former Red Sox players that played for the Yankees that said that crowd at Fenway Park only gets excited when things are going good for that team?
I mean, if you get a no hit, of course, you know, like you get anxious, you're not going to be excited. But I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I think here there's a few things that we can probably change, you know. But at the same time, they've been amazing. You know, the Friday nights are great. I love the 4 o'clock games on Saturday. I wish we can play a 1 o'clock game so we can enjoy the family in the afternoons, you know. But I think overall the vibe this year has been amazing. I think in 19 it was kind of quiet, but it was more about us, you know, the brand of baseball we were playing. But this place is electric again. This team, you know, I think they're giving them a great product and they're enjoying it. You know, people are showing up early. They stay all the time, but they're showing up earlier than usual. And they're loud and they're into it. I've been saying all along, man, the music is making it. The music is making it. I mean, it's different. It's different. Louder and better. So,
is that something you guys brought up that you wanted it louder? Because, I get there and it's like, Jesus, things.
I've been saying all along, man. I mean, you go to Dodger Stadium and you know, for all the tradition about Dodger Stadium, that music is loud. So why not, man? I think people love it here and they enjoy it.
Last thing for me, what's the latest on Christian Arroyo?
Not close yet. Okay. Actually, Marwin is going on a rehab assignment this weekend. Danny, not there yet. Andres, like I said, he got on the mound on Monday. I think he throws a bullpen tomorrow at Worcester. Brasher does the same thing, so slowly but surely, you know, we're getting healthier.
And last one for me, Alex. It's not an area I thought we'd go back into. Hope we wouldn't. But, yeah, another postponement last night due to COVID. Obviously, across the country, there are some numbers people aren't thrilled with. As the manager of this team and sort of monitoring everything, is it back on your radar? Is there any extra concern of what's going on here with COVID and this team heading to Tampa?
It's been on my radar the whole season. And when situations like that happens, it's hard. You know, I actually text with Dave Dombrowski this morning, and it's just that it's not the time, and it's where we at right now, yeah. Right? And it'll be very difficult if we have to go through that. You know, we've been very lucky so far this season. I know we've been very responsible. We're not at the 85%, but everything we do here has been great. The guys have been very disciplined, but we still have 3 months to go. You know, we got 3 months to go, so we still have to keep doing the things that we're doing, protect our families, protect the players, and hopefully, you know, we can quote-unquote survive all this stuff.
Alex, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Thank you, guys.
All right,
that's Red Sox skipper Alex Cora joining us here, brought to you by our friends at Arbella Insurance and by Zenni, the official eyewear of the Boston Red Sox, Major League style. At minor league prices, visit Zenni.com. Do we have the Wiggy Sounder for a trade here?
I think the trade has to be not only guys coming in, but some of these guys going out.
And we do have a trade. This is according to Robert Murray. The White Sox are in agreement on a deal to acquire reliever Ryan Tepera from the Chicago Cubs, according to sources familiar with the situation.
Yeah. I want bum, bum, bum.
Well, listen, we don't have it yet. You get what you get. I mean, we don't have this in front of
John
us.
John Morosi, source, Cubs, Sox, have discussed an Anthony Rizzo trade as recently as the last 24 hours.
No,
don't play it.
He only played
Give me a premature bum, bum, bum.
He gave a little tip.
Don't do it.
Just a tip.
Don't do it. Waiting for the big dog right now. Need a trade. Let's go. I like it.
I was nervous when I saw the first tweet of a White Sox-Cubs deal that Rizzo was gone.
Yeah.
But it's who? Ryan Tepeda?
Ryan Tepera. He's actually a pretty good reliever.
Who cares?
Not only guys coming in, but some of these guys going out.
That's one guy. Well, who's going out? We have one guy in.
Could be a PT player to be named later. Who knows?
Now, Tyler jumped on my ear during the conversation with Cora, and you wanted to reiterate something he said about the stadium. It sounded like Lou agreed, but the music at the stadium, because I've not been to a game yet this year, but
dude,
you agree with Cora. Hold on.
Yeah, Cora's been raving about the atmosphere and the music's been lively, been louder than past years. I've been to every single game in the last week, besides yesterday's 2 p.m. start, of course, was here for the show.
Should have gone.
And I've not heard one Def Leppard, Poison. There's not one classic rock song that I've heard from beginning of the game to the end. Like, besides Sweet Caroline, that's the only song that's not from, like, 2000 and up. They're actually getting with the times, playing the music the crowd loves there, and it's working.
It's loud, man. It is. It's loud. I was there yesterday, even for the early game. You're there doing the games at home, man. It is like they turned the volume up. Like, it's freaking loud as hell in there. It's awesome.
We don't know because I didn't go to can't go back to the first games of the post pandemic when they filled it up. But I wonder if things that you've talked about and Luke, like a younger crowd, did they just recognize it and say, we have a younger crowd now, we're going to get away from it? Or if it was a Cora driven thing where he said, my guys want a different, we got young guys in this team, we don't need to hear ZZ Top.
Traditional. You know, Oregon, old school ballpark. No, liven this thing up a little bit. I know you guys have noticed, but we've talked to Alex like a lot here so far. And every once in a while, he'll talk about Friday nights at Fenway. Like, it's almost like he's, you know, like Belichick at the podium saying, no days off. You know, everybody chanting no days off. It's almost like he's all year been trying to promote this Friday night at Fenway type of thing. And like the atmosphere, and he wants it rocking again. And he's kind of been pushing for it. And I think, as he said, you go to Dodger Stadium, man, they're blasting the music. You don't need this. You know what I mean? Give me something. When you go to the game, you're having fun. You listen to some music, right? I mean, they're already freaking putting you to sleep with Sweet Caroline the 8th, even though everybody loves it. But still, give me some nice music. I like it.
Maybe Sweet Caroline fueled the comeback on Sunday.
Maybe.
Down 4-0, being no hit. They played Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline, we're getting no hit. Sweet Caroline, bump, bump, bump. Yeah, everything feels so good.
Well, and it's interesting because he's talked a lot about the weekend games, too. You say Friday nights. I think he notices what we all notice. The weekend games, the Yankee series are banged out. These other games, they're not there yet. And I don't know if that's just it's not a team thing because they're an immensely likable team. They always come back wins. They're in first place. They're going to be a playoff team. I don't know if it's COVID or people just weren't prepared. They couldn't sell tickets, as Sam Kennedy said a couple of weeks ago. But some of these midweek games, I mean, yesterday early, just It's empty. And by the way, it's empty with a good team. Normally, you say empty, it's a bad team, but they're still not there yet, and he notices it. And so you say Friday nights, but I think the entire weekend thing has been big for this team because they've recognized it. Alex Cora joined us here. We are waiting on Red Sox trades. We are hoping to get one here at some point between now and...
let's go.
What, 6 o'clock?
I got 3 hours. Come on.
This first hour of OMF today brought to you by Winderworld of Boston. Call 1-800-NEXT-WIN or online at winderworldofboston.com. Want to come back and talk about Anthony Rizzo and get some Red Sox calls. And you guys are waiting on what you want them to do between now and the deadline tomorrow, 617-779-7937. What's on your list? That's next OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.